A cold front continues to work its way through our area this afternoon. It's now south of Albany, closing in on the New York City area. Along the front, we've had a couple of raindrops at times today, and behind that front, we're seeing some cool air rush into the North Country, and all of us will feel that cool air tonight into the day tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow, on that first day of September, it'll feel more like the final day of September, with daytime highs only in the 60s across the area. Some of the higher elevations will hold in the 50s, and a gusty breeze will make it feel cooler than that. Then jumping ahead into the weekend, some of the remnant rains of Harvey are expected to make a run in our direction. Those areas of rain will lift into the northeast, very likely late Saturday, probably around or after sunset for most of us, and then we're likely to see a bit of rain Saturday night into Sunday as the remnants of Harvey link up with another system coming across the Great Lakes. Now, I will point out that this is Harvey in much weakened form, so we're not looking at any significant wind or any flooding along the lines of what was seen down south, but there is the potential at least for maybe some moderate rainfall coming up Saturday night into Sunday. Of course, we'll have more on that as we get a bit closer. In the short term, though, we are tracking that cooler air coming in as the cold front sinks to the south. We're going to dry things out tonight and clear out, so it's mainly clear but chilly as temperatures fall back into the 40s across the area. Some 30s are possible in the highest spots. A bit of fog will be possible as well. Moving into tomorrow, we'll have a gusty breeze out of the north, and that's going to make it feel even cooler. So highs will only be in the 50s and 60s tomorrow. It's going to be a bright day, but a little bit cool for this time of year. Moving into the weekend, we'll start things off with the quiet weather on Saturday. Sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds. It won't be as cool on Saturday with highs close to 70 degrees. And then it's Saturday night into Sunday. That's when we're likely to see that round of rain come through the area and should dry out again by Labor Day on Monday. Going down to the tropics and well into the Atlantic Ocean, Irma, a storm that just was named a tropical storm yesterday, already reached Category 2 strength this morning, so the storm is rapidly intensifying. It's still way out in the Atlantic Ocean, closer to Africa than the Caribbean, but it is trekking to the west, and it's likely to pose a threat to the Caribbean by the first half of next week, and then we'll see about the track of the storm from there. But it could pose a threat to Mexico, potentially Yucatan, or even the Gulf Coast or the United States, so it's something that we'll be monitoring very closely over the next week or so. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 58 to 64. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, high around 70, mostly cloudy for Sunday with rain likely, highs in the 60s to near 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.